The pharmaceutical industry is a complex and fascinating field. It takes countless of people to bring a high-quality product to the market. In the Qualitox podcast, I bring to you leaders, experts, and innovators who will share their experiences and explain to us how they do it. Welcome to the Qualitox podcast. I'm Jan Kugler, your host, and my guest today is Angels Larch. She's the head of compliance at TCS Pharma, and we are going to talk with her today about preparations for external audits, and she will also tell us a bit about her golden rules and how she does things in her company. And before we go to the talk, I just wanted to let you know that we have launched our website, Paragon's Point, and this website allows companies and recruitment consultancies to find the best GXP consultants and contractors for their business. So if you are a consultant yourself, you can go to paragonspoint.com and register and open your profile. If you're a company which doesn't want to spend too much money on recruiters, check out this website where you can find the best experts in the GXP field at the tip of your fingers and contact them directly. So now let's get to our talk with Angels. Angels Larch, welcome to the Qualitox podcast.
Hello. Thanks, Jan, for your invitation.
It's really fun talking to you. And we wanted to talk today about audits and what's your take on them, about golden rules, about the real issues in the field. So can you maybe give a short overview about your experience with audits and why do you find them a fascinating topic?
Well, some people would consider that an audit is a kind of Pandora's box because it's like opening a box where problems can come out that were not existing before. But for me, it's a really good opportunity that is stretching us out, that is allowing us to improve. And if we are lucky with the auditor, we can learn a lot even.
Why is it a Pandora box?
Well, because, you know, auditors come on site and they go through our quality system and they start scratching here and there and pulling from here and there. And yeah, they can end up with a list of observations. And if you see them just as a list of observations rather than an opportunity to improve things on site, then yes, you have a Pandora's box.
Right. So the Pandora's box is usually has a negative connotation, right? So you open it and then like demons come out of it, right? And for most of the companies, that's the issues that an auditor comes, opens the box and then the demons come out, or it's not the real issue right now. Or is it really so common that that happens?
I would say that more and more it's going to the positive side of the bar. But it's like a kind of interruption in our day-to-day. So, but I think that if we are ready, we should not interrupt our day-to-day. We just allow them to kind of benefit from their experience and learn from them.
Right. So they basically take the advantage that is given right from the audit by learning from the issues. So if a company is good, as you said, they shouldn't feel so much stress and do a lot of preparation around it because they should be always ready. So this is the biggest principles. And I think that many know this. Every company, I think, have this in theory. So the question if they implement it and really do it like this, because most of the companies do prepare a lot for audits and it takes a lot of their time and they have a bit of fear of it. So how do you go around and how do you change that from your perspective?
Well, I think that auditors and inspectors, what they would like to find is that there is no difference from your day to day and the inspection or the auditing day. So this is why I'm saying you should not stop everything and just get ready for the inspection or the audit. You should be already prepared.
Right. So how do you basically make sure that you're prepared, that you conduct internal audits? So right now, let's go a step back. So we're talking right now about external audits, right? Or also internal from department to department?
Well, I was more referring to external audits.
So how do you prepare for it so you don't have to, you know, be on your toes all the time? So What culture do you need to cultivate?
I like to involve as many departments as possible because I like the idea that quality is not just centralized in the quality department. So we go for meetings before the inspection with all involved departments, and each and every department has its own tasks to be ready for the day of the audit. And we are working with a structured set of folders where we are compiling all the information for that audit, so we can all have access to the information, and we release a lot of the stress on the audit day itself. And then we make sure that we are all on the same page.
Right. So you still do some meetings before the audit. You make sure that everybody is on the same page, that they review other issues that were found on during older audits.
If it's a customer audit, we all know what type of products and what type of stakeholders in the supply chain are involved. So we are able to review beforehand everything related with that. And yeah, we all know the status of complaints, of deviations, of qualifications of suppliers. Everything is just ready and in folder, so we all know what it will be likely reviewed and the status of it.
Right. So it's something that should be approachable all the time. So you have to manage all the documentation, and when you have clients, you need to make sure that you have a good folder or a good archive with all the history with this client, all the issues, so that you can really quickly reach out and get it.
Yeah, so I would say that it's retrieving from quality system the information for that specific audit rather than stopping everything and try to close records as much as possible, sign documents, and so on. And I think that when other people from other departments are involved and actively contributing, it's beneficial from the point of view that we are showing in front of the auditor that, in fact, quality is not just in the quality department, that they can openly discuss each and every topic with any employee. At the end of all, who is the best to talk about your own task? You are the best subject matter expert, so why should the quality talking on their behalf? They are perfectly capable.
Right. So what are your golden rules of preparation for audits?
This is something that I have observed all these years, and one day I just decided to put it all together, and I was sharing this before each and every audit just to make sure that we were not going through this kind of a small mistakes.
Right. So you created some internal rules for yourself that you implement in your company.
Yeah. Just by observing audit after audit, some small things that could be always improved. Yeah. So the first one is quite simple. Just answer inspector or the auditor only upon request. And this goes together with the second. You need to answer what you've been requested to answer. This is what the lawyers apply. So don't go beyond and always tell the truth. But telling the truth does not mean that you have to explain the whole story. And then we go back to the second golden rule. And another thing is that there is no issue if the auditor or the inspector is asking you something and you need to check it first. The worst thing that you can do is to invent, because there is no second chance to make a very good first impression. So there is nothing wrong to say, I need to check it first.
I do see that sometimes people get a bit nervous during the audits and they tend to make up stuff, I think, instead of saying the truth. Okay, let me check it. So they start mumbling and then just inventing some BS, sorry for the word, and which just opens and digs, that opens the Pandora box, basically. When you start inventing things, because it's really simple to see when people are like lying during the audits. It's so easy because you see how they get nervous. They start looking all over at first, and the eyes and the da-da-da. So it's really easy. So it's better to say, oh, sorry, I don't know. Let me check it.
And in the end, being audited or just auditing myself, I think that the most important thing is trust to be built during an audit. And it takes a lot to build it up. It is very easy to knock it down.
Right, with the auditors. Exactly. So yes. It's interesting. I had a podcast about culture of quality with Yaron Ziv. He is the head of quality in Chemipal. And he has a really interesting approach. I don't know if you heard this podcast. So he has a really different approach to quality in the way that for him, quality is making sure that the people on the ground are happy and their work is easy for them. And from that comes the quality. And one of the things that he says that he does a bit differently from, for example, we all learn, don't answer anything, don't reveal anything before you ask and answer only that, like you said. So his approach is a bit different. Of course, everyone should also answer what they can, you know, the questions. But when he is a quality head, opens a meeting with auditors, the first things, or he ends the presentation about the company with the list of observations. He's like throwing in their face, okay, those are our issues. We are working on them. Okay, here it is. Those are our problems. We are aware of those problems. Mm-hmm. And also instead of them finding them, and you know, questioning you, okay, what is this? What is this? Oh, that seems hard. That seems like a big problem. So he goes and he's like really honest. He says, okay, those are our problems and we are aware of them. And that's what we're doing about it. And he says that he has always used this approach and he has seen the difference of how the conversation mm-hmm. changes from being on different sides of the fence to being partners with the auditor. So what do you think about this approach?
I could compare this approach with the fact that sometimes I offer myself to start with annual quality review of the system from the previous year, because it's a nice way to go through all the sections and I have nothing to hide. So I have no issues starting with the annual review of the quality system of the previous, for example.
Exactly. So the idea is really to be transparent.
It's easier to host an audit when you are auditor yourself. So when you are facing obstacles while auditing because people doesn't want to collaborate, because they do not provide documents on time, that they are giving you excuses, that you have specifically asked after the tour, I would like this list of documents in the meeting room so I can go through them, and they are not there and they waste your time. You can easily identify when there is a nice collaborative atmosphere and when they want to just drive you in the way they want. And another one that is really important is that we respect people when talking, so we do not talk all at the same time. And we need to avoid also contradictions in front of the auditor or the inspector. So if anything needs to be clarified, we need to do it outside the meeting room, because the inspector or the auditor must leave with the impression that we are all one team. And this is also impacting on the level of trust that we were talking earlier on. Another common sense is that everything that must be handed over to the auditor, obviously it is good to recheck it just before entering the room, because there is always a missing signature or incomplete document or whatever. So if we are able to identify it in advance, we are able to correct it. Or as you were saying before, disclose to the auditor, look, we have just identified that this is not up to expected level. We try not to hide. We try not to pretend, because this is impacting on the level of trust. And in the end of all, observations can be solved with corrective actions, but the trust is very difficult to reestablish. And just to insist that it's an opportunity to learn, that we can share whatever has happened during the audit with the rest of our colleagues so they can learn too. And that we can build a good atmosphere. We can even have fun during the audit with the permission of the inspector or the auditor, of course. But from my own experience, it's always positive.
Yeah. So I find it great that you bring those rules and try to establish them across the organization, because it's much easier for people to follow one quality culture in each aspect. A few days ago, there was something that was stuck in my mind about internal audits. So I just created some image about it of generals with a lot of medals. I think it's in North Korea. Everybody like has 1,000 medals. I seen that image and the thing that jumped into my mind is that's how apartments look after auditing each other. I had the opportunity to be in many internal audits. I was the co-auditor, and sometimes when I was saying, okay, this is an issue, we should deal with it, it should be an observation, and the answer of the lead auditor was, you know, let's not write it, everybody knows that it's a problem, we don't have the capacity, let's leave it alone, right? And I think that this can be an issue with a lot of companies where there is a like political game, because you're afraid, you don't want, you're aware of the issues, but you just close the drape. You think that everybody sees it, there is no observation around it, but it's not compliant with your SOPs. You see the issue, but you just, you know, close the curtain because you don't want to step on the toes there, you know, of other mm-hmm. departments, for example. So what is your mm-hmm. take of it? Is it a good idea to be really political, or it's better to be straight with quality?
So one of the things that I took from a company I was auditing was the way they were dealing with internal audits. And what I learned from them, and I implemented it at home, was that instead of investing the time of writing long audit report, we were just agreeing at the final meeting on the list of observations, on the list of things that we wanted to improve. And I would say that the first thing is to make clear that it's not a quality auditing other departments. We are together on this, because it doesn't make sense that I go into a department, I end up with a list of observations, I leave it there, and then there is no actions afterwards. It will come back to quality, because this audit, internal audit, will be open for ages. So the first thing is we are on this together. So I'm not here knowing more than you. Absolutely not. There will be things that will need some actions, and we will do them together. So the first thing is to agree on the list of observations, that nobody takes it as personal, and that we will work on this together. And after the list of observations was agreed, together with the audited department, we were defining the corrective actions. And that was the internal audit report. That is the internal audit report in my case nowadays. There is an objective, there is a lot of things that have been reviewed, and then immediately after, it comes the list of observations, and next to it, the list of corrective actions, together with the responsible, together with the timeline. Because if we achieve to get an agreement on this, then the rest will come smoothly.
Right. Exactly. So again, you know, the teamwork around it. So you shouldn't be afraid to discuss issues. You should discuss it. You should be transparent, and then you decide together how to approach it, basically, as a team.
Yeah, it's not quality going there and leaving with a list of observations and like washing hands. No, the list of observations, we agreed on them. We agreed on the CAPA, on the responsibles, and the deadline. And from then on, we start just then implementing.
Right, exactly. So that's a good approach. So I like it, discussing it together and then deciding, okay, this has a high priority. And it's important also, you know, it's a good idea because that way you can discuss it with the people on the ground in this department. And as a quality responsible, you can say, okay, this we must approach because it has consequences. But this issue we can leave it for next year, for example, because it doesn't have harsh consequences. And then think together how you deal with it instead of just deciding, okay, we just putting this under the rug. Nobody finds out, and exactly, so basically discussing it. Good.
I saw that day that it was bringing much more benefit, as I said, to forget about the audit report. We just make reference to the corresponding SOP. It is a waste of time of repeating word by word what the SOP is saying, focus on the list of observations, on the corrective actions, and doing it together. Also, doing it on the same day is helping a lot and saving a lot of further discussions. Plus, it is supporting to shorten the timelines, because on the same day, you end up with the audit report, you end up with the corrective actions plus the responsibles plus the deadlines. From then on, you can start working. So we've saved a month already.
That's a good approach. I agree with you, Angel. I think it was really insightful, you know, to get some really nice points from you, how you do things. You also mentioned quite a lot of really interesting things that you personally do, which I hope will help other people, maybe give them ideas how to improve in their companies.
And I would leave with the idea there is one department responsible for the quality system and quality in the company, because there must be one. But for me, it is much more beneficial to involve as much as possible the rest of the department.
All right. So thank you very much, Angels, for sharing this information with me. It was a real pleasure discussing it with you.
Thanks to you, Yang.
Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you liked this episode of the Qualitox podcast. If you did, please subscribe, share with your colleagues, and don't forget to go to Paragon's Point and check this new website out. If you're a consultant, it is amazing for you. If you're a hiring consultants at your company and you want to look at them directly instead of going through recruitment consultants, you should check this website as well. Stay compliant and see you in the next one.